Americans and all those that love God and liberty listening in around the world. Welcome back to the Officer Jack McLam program once again. Good to have you with us. Hope everybody's doing fine. Very interesting day we've had here. We always have interesting days, I'll tell you. It's sometime a blessing and sometime not. Just like some days I'm sure you have interesting days you wish you hadn't had. But anyway, a lot of things going on around here. We're just thrilled to be able to talk to those in the military and law enforcement by way of mail and email and telephone and find out some of the things going on out there. You're listening to the old cop, Jack McLam, now retired from law enforcement. Spent all my career in the war zone of South Phoenix for the Phoenix Police Department. And we're coming to you from the USA, not up in our headquarters of our two police and military associations, up in the Idaho County, Idaho area, but from here in Indiana. My wife is still undergoing her cancer treatment, and last night we were filling out cards and letters to send out to those who had contacted us and sent in cards and letters to my bride over this last trip down here to Indiana. She had already answered a lot of you, well, all of you, that wrote to us beforehand when she was first down here for her surgery in Indiana. And so we're trying to get letters out to all of you folks and updates to you and cards out to you at this time. And it's a job because, praise the Lord, so many of you brothers and sisters have written to us and made some great uplifting statements to my wife. Yesterday we read a few cards again from you. And she just wanted me to tell you that she's just thrilled to have so many people going through this great challenge in her life with her. So she just wanted to tell you that she loves you and appreciates you very, very much in the cards and letters. And I'll give out our address again if you'd like to write to us, and we will write back. We will send a recognition back to you and a thank you. So stay by the radio there, and we'll be back in just a few minutes. Get your pencils and papers, because I have some further information to give out to you, too, that you'll want to write down. We'll be right back.
Do you desire to increase your energy levels and relieve your pain and stress without chemicals, drugs, or expensive supplements? Trivortex technology features subtle energy products that boost energy levels, relieves pain and stress, and much more at very affordable prices. You have the opportunity to wear vitamins, minerals, and nutrients that absorb through your skin rather than taking them orally. This is real, not science fiction. Go to trivortex.com, that is TRIVORTEX.com, to open a whole new realm of health and vitality for you and your family. For those unique, one-of-a-kind holiday items, click on trivortex.com to give those special gifts that will improve health and well-being, as well as amaze and astound. This is Brian David Anderson, researcher and inventor of the Trivortex technology products, wishing you and yours a joyous holiday season.
As a listener of this network, you know that we bring you the news and analysis that you just won't get from the corporate-dominated media outlets in this country. As an educated citizen, you also know that freedom itself is not free, but requires constant vigilance and sacrifice. A radio network such as Republic Broadcasting Network, a rare commodity indeed, also cannot survive on good intentions alone. So the next time you think about going down to the local superstore or electronics store, stop, get online first, and visit RepublicTradingPost.com. We have thousands of items at very competitive prices, and every dollar you spend with us will be invested back into RBN, so that we may continue to bring you the news and information the public so desperately needs. RepublicTradingPost.com. The store that invests its profits in your freedom.
Everyone agrees our children are the future leaders of this great nation. How can we expect the founding values of our great republic to continue with future generations when these same values are being phased out of the government-run school system? There is a solution. The Little Red Schoolhouse Project, a community-based school system founded by Dr. Jake Wade to provide a biblical and constitutionally based education for our children. Help us prepare the next generation in our fight for freedom. Ask us how you can help by writing to Providence Christian Academy, 280 Tenney Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616, or by calling 512-398-4833. Once again, that is Providence Christian Academy, 280 Tenney Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616. Support your local Little Red Schoolhouse. Call 512-398-4833 and ask how you can help ensure no student is turned away.
Welcome back to the Officer Jack McLamb program. Our dear brothers and sisters out there, we thank you for being with us tonight. And my bride wanted me to give out our address again here in Indiana. And thank you once again for all the great cards and letters. And she's responding as soon as she can, as quick as she can to you. And so here it is. If you'd like to drop a line to my wife, Angela McLamb, M-C, capital L-A-M-B, just like Lamb. And she's at Post Office Box 84, Wadesville, W-A-D-E-S-V-I-L-L-E, one word, Wadesville, Indiana, 47638, 47638. And, of course, we always want to thank you once again for those that sent a little donation to us. We're literally living off many of those donations that you've sent us. But we want to scold you because we've asked for loans. That's right. I mean, it's wonderful to have brothers and sisters out there that sent us a little donation, and it amounts up. It sure pays a lot of our bills here. And she's going through her cancer treatment. And we want to tell you once again that we could sure use $100, $50, or whatever amount of loans from you that we will pay back as we can once we get back up to Idaho. And so, but thank you so much for all those that gave donations. But even if you sent a card or a letter, we are sending you a communication back and thanking you for your wonderful kind words and prayers. Most important thing, of course, is the prayers. And so we wanted to give out that address again. Once again, it's Post Office Box 84, Wadesville, W-A-D-E-S-V-I-L-L-E, Indiana, 47638. And just make that out to Angela, my bride. And she just gets a kick out of that. She's not feeling very well right now, and she's just put out a update for those of you that have written to us, and the update is fairly thorough, telling you how she's doing and what she's going through. And we would ask you to keep praying for her. Thank you so much for that. We certainly pray for you folks out there, our listening audience too, that everything goes okay in your life. And the Lord is on his throne and in his heaven, and he hears prayers. He certainly does. And he's greatly blessed my bride and I as we're going through this large challenge in our life, and he's blessed us with you folks out there tremendously. So thank you. But let's get into now something my bride laid on my desk here. You remember, my wife is a 22-year military veteran, and the only reason she's out of the military is that she was poisoned with the anthrax vaccine and experimental drugs given to her by our own government, the international crime lords that control our government, that is, and the vaccine manufacturers knew about the bad things in these drugs. They had to know about the squalene that was in the anthrax vaccination. They had to. And this comes from a number of biochemists and doctors, Dr. Lenny Horowitz, for one, and the husband and wife team. I had them on the radio. I had them on my show. Nicholson's, the Nicholson doctors, husband and wife doctors, had written and done the biochemical workup of the anthrax vaccine and found about the evil squalene that's in the anthrax vaccination and everything. It's literally poisoned our troops. And my wife has been poisoned. In 1991, she was in the first Gulf War. She was a master sergeant, or first sergeant, she said, in charge of the Apache and the Cobra helicopter base in a number of places in that area, and Saudi Arabia, too. And so she came back almost dead. I mean, she came back and just about died. And praise God, God saved her life. And she lost 15,000 of her fellow soldiers that were over there. They died. And many, many, 150,000, 170,000 are sick today like she is and living a pretty poor quality life. But anyway, my wife has been involved with the National Gulf War Research Center, which is an organization of a number of them that have been pursuing treatment and a airing of the poisoning our soldiers underwent by our own government. Air it to the public so that the public knows about it, and that hasn't happened yet. So anyway, my bride keeps up as she can with the National Gulf War Research Center. She was the first person in the media in Tucson, Arizona, where she almost died after she got back from the Gulf War, to go to the media and got media attention. We've got a picture of her cited in the Tucson Tribune newspaper down there. I think that's the name of it. I was in Phoenix my whole career, so I'm not quite sure the name of the newspaper, but I think that was it, exposing how she was poisoned. And the government hates her, as you can imagine. Our government absolutely hates her because she's become deeply involved since 1991 in helping our soldiers understand on how to purify their liver, their blood, and to get some of these toxins that the government put in there, we believe, on purpose. And a number of soldiers have come to us and told us that the government, this international crime syndicate that controls our government, does not want healthy soldiers coming back here as veterans, as we had in World War One, World War Two, Korea, and the Vietnam War, to take them on one day. They're scared to death of the soldiers waking up because of the work of being done at Republic Broadcasting Network and Aid and Abet Police Military Newsletter and our sister organization, Police and Military Against the New World Order, and 100 other publications and programs out there exposing the international crime syndicate that has control of our government. So they're bringing them home sick and dying. And that's what we've been told by some military, fairly high-up military officials, that their belief is that this is the plan, to bring these children home, young people home from the war, the second Gulf War, sick and dying also, because they don't want veterans here to rise up and overthrow the treason of our international crime syndicates that control our governments today, and the state houses too. So anyway, setting the stage for this article here, let me share this with you. Anyway, my wife has been deeply involved, helped a lot of soldiers continue to live because of teaching them how to purify their blood and liver and everything, and telling them how she survived by doing just that. Although her quality of life isn't that great, she still works on her computer and through through the mail to help Gulf War victims, soldiers that are sick and dying. So this is her organization contact coming through her email that I want to share with you. I know you've already heard about this before. I'm sure if you listen to Republic Broadcasting Network, folks, you've already heard about this, but I want to share it from the National Gulf War Resource Center. All right. And by the way, if you're a sick vet, please contact Angie, okay, my wife, because she will help you every way she can, even though she's sick herself. She didn't die because a Christian family in Tucson got a hold of her when she was near death, and our government kept telling her, "We don't know what's wrong with you." And the military doctor says, "Gulf War syndrome, there's no such thing. What are you talking about, squalene in the anthrax vaccine? We have no idea what's wrong with you. It's all psychological. It's all in your head." That's what my bride Angie was told, along with the 15,000 other vets that died from the first Gulf War. And I'm sure they're probably telling that to the vets coming home today, that it's all in their head. But if you are a sick vet or a sick family member that the vet came home and spread this to their family, because that's exactly what's happening, folks. The vets are coming home and they're poisoned with depleted uranium or the anthrax vaccine or other experimental drugs, and they're passing this on to their children and their wives. We know people. We know one sergeant, for example, there in Phoenix that I've met and spoken with, and my wife knows him well, whose wife and children have had three different operations because of the poisons, the biological agents he brought home, and the poisons in his system that he brought home and poisoned his family with. And praise the Lord, he's still alive. Angie helped him to purify his blood and his liver and organs of these toxins. But if you're sick, folks, if you're sick from the Gulf War syndrome, if you're a soldier coming home and you're sick, please get a hold of Angie, and she'll hook you up with the right people to get some treatment and also tell you how she helped herself, okay? And once again, don't forget that address. I think because I just thought of this, that you vets out there might be sick, or family members might know sick relatives that have come home from the war, or you may very well get them home soon from the war and they're very sick. I'll give out that address once again. Please contact my bride, and she'll do what she can for you, even though she's may take her a little time. Be right back.
When was the last time you used pure soap? I mean real, hard-to-find, all-natural pure soap that contains no dyes, perfumes, deodorant, or antibacterials? Probably never, right? For the past 50 years, the Calbend Soap Company has been making triple-concentrated pure soaps exclusively for healthcare professionals and hospitals. Now, for the first time, Calbend Pure Soap is available factory-direct to you and your family. It's great news because Calbend Pure Soap is made from all-natural ingredients, is earth-friendly, and completely environmentally safe. So if you want yesterday's values today, for good old-fashioned pure soap, call Calbend at 1-800-340-7091.
Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbend Pure Soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or on the web at calbendpuresoap.com.
Try pure soap once, and I guarantee you'll never use anything else.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that diseased organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions, and there are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat the symptoms. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. One more time, That's 866-885-6625.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
We're back. You're listening to the Officer Jack McLam program. I'm that old cop, Jack. And let me give out that address again, because I didn't think of this before. But as I'm looking at this publication, my wife got off the web for me of the National Gulf War Resource Center. Please understand that my wife will help you and give you some good information on how to treat yourself if you're sick with some of the Gulf War sickness, okay, because she's been studying it since 91, because she almost died from it, and she lost a lot of her buddies who she knew personally that died and are very, very sick, many of them in wheelchairs today, some of them on life support, and very, very sad. But the government, when you allow these international crime families to take over your government, this is what you get. So here's that address again to write to my bride Angela if you're sick, or you have a family member that's sick from the Gulf War service over there. Please get a hold of my bride Angela McLam, MC capital LAMB, at Post Office Box 84, Wadesville, Indiana, 47638, Post Office Box 84, Wadesville, Wadesville, Indiana, 47638. Okay, let's get into this here now. December 15th, this came out from the National Gulf War Resource Center. And as I said, I know you've heard about the BioShield Act that Bush passed, that they're going to mandatory hold you down and inject you with some kind of toxins, these vaccines, for your own good. Bioterrorism vaccines, okay? Just like they did our soldiers over there without our soldiers' knowledge and poisoned them, and a lot of them died. That's called population control. But Bush is going to do it. He believes he is. Maybe God has another idea about that. But anyway, you need to pay attention to this, folks, because this is what the National Gulf War Resource Center has said. The Military Vaccine Action Committee has joined with the National Gulf War Resource Center in an open letter to President Bush protesting immunity for vaccine manufacturers on behalf of service members and veterans. You have heard, I'm sure, if you've listened to Republic Broadcasting Network, that Bush is trying to run through a total immunity to his and his criminal syndicate buddies who control and own the vaccine manufacturers and drug companies, total immunity from you suing them, okay? Because they're planning on doing this mandatory inoculation of all citizens with bio vaccines that's going to kill a lot of you. That's what it's all about. But here it says here, it says that these two groups have an open letter to President Bush protesting immunity for vaccine manufacturers on behalf of service members and veterans. In addition, this ad ran today in the Congressional Daily. Now, there's an ad here you can't see, but I'm going to give you the website for National Golf Resource Center. And by the way, folks, pass that on to your soldiers that are coming home, because if they're not sick right now, some of them take a few months before they start feeling ill from the depleted uranium and the poisonous shots they've been given and so forth. So keep this website available, National Gulf War Resource Center. I'll give that to you in just a minute. Let me go on with the article here. It says, both groups are also sending this letter to members of Congress. We invite you to use the letter and for... boy, I've got a part here I can't read. For our protest as well, for your own protest, we invite you to use this letter for your own protest as well and to add your signature to it. As the folks at the National Vaccine Information Center have reminded us, we are in the 11th hour on this and need to take action now. For those of you who are civilians, you should also take notice of this action. At the same time that the BioShield Act was passed, which provides for mandatory inoculation of civilians with bioterrorism vaccines, if an emergency is declared, this bill in Congress now, and it's Bill S, as in Sierra, 1873, please write that down, folks. I'm going to ask you to take action on this right away. It is Senate Bill called S, and that is Sierra 1873. And don't write the word Sierra. I'm using the phonetic alphabet here. S, because it's hard for you to understand what I'm saying. But it's Senate Bill 1873, would provide complete immunity to vaccine manufacturers. In other words, the international crime syndicates, folks that control and own those vaccine manufacturers, in event that their products cause injury, illness, or death, and provides for a new government agency to operate in complete secrecy. Okay, so when we get back, I'm going to read you this letter to your Congress people, and then I'll give you the website where you can go there and print out this letter and email it to your congressperson right away. We need your help on this, folks. We always win when we get active, and we're going to win this one. Stay tuned.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Do you desire to increase your energy levels and relieve your pain and stress without chemicals, drugs, or expensive supplements? Trivortex technology features subtle energy products that boost energy levels, relieve pain and stress, and much more at very affordable prices. You have the opportunity to wear vitamins, minerals, and nutrients that absorb through your skin rather than taking them orally. This is real, not science fiction. Go to trivortex.com, that is TRIVORTEX.com, to open a whole new realm of health and vitality for you and your family. For those unique, one-of-a-kind holiday items, click on trivortex.com to give those special gifts that will improve health and well-being, as well as amaze and astound. This is Brian David Anderson, researcher and inventor of the Trivortex technology products, wishing you and yours a joyous holiday season.
Stay connected to what's happening at the Republic Broadcasting Network by visiting our website,
www.rbnlive.com.
At rbnlive.com, you'll stay up to date with our latest broadcast schedule, learn about upcoming events, read about our air personalities, the programs they host, take part in discussion forums, read the latest breaking news, and listen to RBN programs on your computer by connecting to our live broadcast stream. Plus, you can download previous RBN programs from the archive completely free of charge.
Yeah!
That's right. Unlike other services, there is no charge to download programs from the RBN archive. Share them freely with and others who are not yet listeners to the Republic Broadcasting Network and help spread the word. We're taking America back through the power of information. Stay connected to the Republic Broadcasting Network and our website, rbnlive.com.
Most Americans want our government to control our borders, especially since 9/11. But amazingly, some political leaders want to do away with borders entirely, whether the American people agree or not. And they have a serious plan for accomplishing their aims while deceiving the public. It's called the Free Trade Area of the Americas, or FTAA, a huge power grab. If Congress approves the FTAA, our nation will be pushed down the same path that produced the European Union. There will be no more illegal immigration because there will be no enforcement of borders. Americans will lose control of their destiny as regional bureaucrats from corrupt political systems decide our future. Sound incredible? Check out the facts for yourself. Go to stoptheftaa.org. Then tell Congress you want a better future for America. That's stoptheftaa.org.
Okay, folks, we're back, and let's get into this letter to your congressman here. Please, please do write down this website, folks. I'll give it to you as soon as we finish the letter here. But our soldiers, our sick veterans, are doing something about this atrocity being pushed by international Bush crime family, and that is to make sure when they give you your mandatory inoculation of this bioterrorism stuff they're going to put in your arm, this vaccine, that you can't sue if you're ill, injured, or dead. Your family can't sue. Of course, you can if you're dead, but... Anyway, here's that letter. Excuse me. Dear members of Congress, as leaders of veterans organizations, we have firsthand the injuries and deaths caused by the mandatory vaccinations of service members. Because of this, we ask you to oppose any effort to include liability protection for the pharmaceutical industry in the Department of Defense Appropriations Conference report that do not at the same time provide protection for service members and other first responders who will be significantly affected by the administration of a dangerous or experimental drug or vaccine. Last week it was reported that the Pentagon failed to inform Congress of more than 20,700 troops who were hospitalized after receiving the anthrax vaccine. Of course, folks, this is a very low figure, but it came out in the newspaper that the Pentagon had failed to inform Congress of 20,700. They go on to say, despite learning this information, members of Congress are still pushing to add language to the Department of Defense Appropriations Conference report that would provide virtual immunity to drug companies without creating any kind of compensation system to help service members and first responders who suffer debilitating injuries as a result of a drug or vaccine. Not only is this language fundamentally unfair to the men and women of the armed forces, but puts them at further risk, and I would add here, folks, the public at further risk, by taking away all financial incentives for drug companies to produce safe, fully tested drugs and vaccines, creating a greater chance that unsafe drugs and vaccines will be administered to our armed forces once again. Also upsetting are the undemocratic and dishonest manufacturers of congressional leadership, the congressional leadership have used to provide the drug industry these special protections. These kinds of sweeping liability protections have never been abated or passed in either the United States House of Representatives or Senate. They are the result of backroom late-night deals. Instead of using funding for the military as cover to pass wholesale immunity for the pharmaceutical industry, that actually puts our service members in harm's way, Congress should be working to help members of the armed forces injured by vaccines receive immediate and adequate medical care and to provide or to prevent similar problems from occurring once again in the future. This is an opportunity for members of Congress to back up their words of support for our troops with actions by rejecting this liability protection for negligent drug makers. I almost said drug dealers, which is what they are, but they say drug makers here. Sincerely, and you sign it at the bottom. Okay, folks, let me give out this. I hope everybody will take this, and if you're not a soldier, then take out the words soldier in there and put your own word in there for who you are, and send this out to your congressmen and senators, okay? Please do that, folks. So here is that website where you can pull this up. Let me get it off here. Where do they want to write? Okay. It's www.ngwrc, and that stands for the National Gulf War Resource Center. Once again, www.ngwrc, one word, .org, and then there's a /, and then there's an index, I-N-D-E-X, the word index, .cfm, ? And the word page, P-A-G-E. All right. Now, I'm not through yet. This is a long one, but let's get it right because I want you to be able to pull up this very important letter to Congress, and you can change it and then email it off to your congressman or send it off. But they don't tell us how much time we have here, but they say it's the 11th hour on this. So you might just need to email it or fax it over, folks. But get this letter, and you can change it, you know, where it says military, to yourself, and also keep the information in there about supporting our armed forces. And this is not the way to support our armed forces, since so many thousands have gotten sick and died from the first inoculations that the government gave of these experimental drugs, and have been totally ignored. Okay, so once again, it's www.ngwrc.org. /, the word index, I-N-D-E-X, .cfm, ? Page, P-A-G-E. Now here's the part I haven't given you yet. No space after page, just a equal sign, and then the word article, and then no space, but the little and sign. You know the little squiggly and sign? So it's article and sign, and then capital ID, no space. Again, no spaces in between any of these, as you know. And then the equal sign again, and then 2083. Now, that's a long one. I want to give it to you again. This is so important, folks, because the plan is to inoculate all of us under this BioShield Act the Bush crime family has pushed through, allegedly for bioterrorism. But what they gave the soldiers last time and what they've given civilians has had cancer in it, cancer causing substances in it. And all kinds of terrible things are already in mercury and so forth in the inoculations that we get in the flu virus and all these kind of inoculations. So we don't want to have the mandatory inoculations for one thing of civilians and the military, and we certainly don't want the vaccine manufacturers, in other words, the international crime families like the Bush crime family, to be off the hook when they do this to us, okay? I'm not taking it. I don't know about you folks, but I'm not taking it. They try to mandatorily give that to me, and I'm going to mandatorily give something to them, okay? And it will cause them to walk funny, after I get done with them. Okay, here's that address again. www.ngwrc.org/index.cfm, no space, question mark, the word page, P-A-G-E, and then we have an equal sign, no spaces here, the word article, and then no space, the little and squiggly sign. Yeah, I hope you can hear what I'm saying. And squiggly little sign that means and, A-N-D, okay? But there's a sign for that, as you know. And then the capital I-D, the equal sign, 2083. Okay, everybody should have that now. And please, folks, you know, every time we get active and we do this thing, we call and we send emails, faxes, we win. So let's win this one. Let's do it, not just for our dear soldiers, brothers and sisters in uniform out there, but please do it for all the private citizens that are going to be inoculated, mandatory inoculations with whatever they're going to shoot into us, or try to shoot into us, I should say. A lot of us cops and soldiers aren't going to go for it. Okay, enough said on that. I would add, though, that be very cautious. The international crime families control the news media, and they also control very large corporations because the owners and the presidents and the CEOs of these large corporations are globalists, and they're working to help push population control. And one is this Bill Shooter Bill, or Bull Shooter Bill, we call him, head of Microsoft. You might have seen some things on television last night where he's over using billions of dollars. I think it's like more than $20 billion, allegedly of his own money, which we don't believe at all. We think it's coming from the foundations that run the international crime programs for world government and population control. But anyway, he's using over $20 billion, he says, of his own money to vaccinate little black and brown people around the world. Well, the World Health Organization went over and inoculated people in the Sudan and in Africa, and they came down with the AIDS virus. That's how the AIDS virus started, and this comes from several very good doctors in America, including Dr. Len Horowitz, who wrote the book on this subject, AIDS, Ebola, and others that were created at Fort Detrick, Maryland, in their laboratories as bioweapons, and then they were used for population control, and they're wiping out the people they call the useless eaters. Now, folks, let me say something about that. God didn't create useless eaters, okay? God created all of us, and none of them does God call useless eaters, as the international crime families do, they're trying to eliminate them. So here we have Bull Shooter Bill, head of Microsoft over there, getting all this wonderful press, time on the press, because he's such a philanthropic, wonderful man who is a globalist, and he's inoculating all these useless eaters over there, trying to help them, of course, you know? Yeah, right. And then, of course, we know from several of our doctors that the World Health Organization, for years and years, when they go over and they give them their smallpox shots and so forth, they put in there things that sterilize the natives, you know, the people they don't want to have any babies. And so there's sterilization properties inside these vaccinations to sterilize these people. And so there are a bunch of evil people, folks. And the reason they're there is because Christians have withdrawn and turned these institutions over to the devil. And that's who these people work for. So that's why it's so evil. And it was, I know a lot of you have a hard time believing what I'm saying to you. And it was head of the FBI, Hoover, that's J. Edgar Hoover, that said that this evil is so diabolic and so evil that people can't even believe it exists. He used the word, this conspiracy is so evil that people can't even believe it exists. And that's the truth. When I talk about these things, I know there's people out there because I've talked about it on stage all over America for 25 years and even in other countries. And I see people in there shaking their heads like I'm crazy. Well, folks, all of this is based on knowledge I'm talking to you about. And so if you don't want to believe it, fine. But you ought to do your research and your studying, and you'll find out that it's true. Get a hold of Captain Joyce Riley, for example. Gulf Wars, I can't remember the name of her organization, but she puts out very good information. If my bride was here, Angela, she could tell you she knows Joyce Riley very well, and their organization has all the stats and all the information on the toxins being put in these and viruses being put in these vaccines that we're getting today and are going to get in the future. So be warned, and that's all I'll say about that, folks. I want to say it's really, really something that we have President Hugo Chavez on the march again. Oh, Hugo Chavez is killing off the CIA money supply. did you hear that he's now, and I've got the pictures on a website here, of the Venezuelan soldiers burning 2.25 tons of high purity cocaine. And we had to go to the Chinese news agency, Xinhua, to find this out. It's not going to be put out in American newspapers because American newspapers are owned and controlled by the international elite, international crime families we're talking about. But Hugo Chavez is probably going to have the CIA down his neck trying to bump him off because he's burning the cocaine that the CIA wants to run into the United States and has been running into the opium and cocaine in the United States since the 60s. And so, yes, Hugo Chavez, President Hugo Chavez, the socialist down there in Venezuela, is slamming it against the old Bush crime family again because President Bush Sr. was head of the CIA and since the 60s has been involved in bringing the majority of drugs into the United States. And illegal drugs, that is, into the United States. But very interesting. I have the website here. I guess I could give that out to you. Yeah, let's give the website out to you. You go see the pictures of the Venezuelan National Guard burning 2.26 tons of high purity cocaine. And you won't find this in the news here in the United States. They burned it in the furnace, in a steel furnace, and you'll see that being burned at Bosquemento in Lara State, western Venezuela. And when I get back, I'll give out that website for you. My goodness gracious, look at this. Time flies when you're having fun. I see we're coming up on the close of the program here. Well, give out that website, and you can look and praise the Lord. There's somebody, even though it's President Hugo Chavez, who's a dear buddy with Castro, that's standing up to our president and the evil crime families. Be right back.
When was the last time you used pure soap? I mean real, hard-to-find, all-natural pure soap that contains no dyes, perfumes, deodorant, or antibacterials? Probably never, right? For the past 50 years, the Calben Soap Company has been making triple-concentrated pure soaps exclusively for healthcare professionals and hospitals. Now, for the first time, Calben Pure Soap is available factory direct to you and your family. It's great news because Calben Pure Soap is made from all-natural ingredients, is earth-friendly, and completely environmentally safe. So if you want yesterday's values today, for good old-fashioned pure soap, call Calben at 1-800-340-7091.
Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calben Pure Soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or on the web at calbenpuresoap.com.
Try Pure Soap once, and I guarantee you'll never use anything else.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife-Frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions, and there are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat the symptoms. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. One more time. That's 866-885-6625.
Introducing the world's best air purifier. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does in cleaning and purifying the air in your home. Pet, cooking, cigarette, or even cigar smoke is no problem for this air purifier. It's so powerful, it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. There are no moving parts to break, no plates to clean, and no filters to replace. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Or visit the website now, www.aranair.us. That's www.aranair.us. Again, www.aranair.us.
Okay, folks, welcome back to the Officer Jack McLam program. We're coming up on the close of the program, and Paul just told me something I didn't know. I didn't need to give out that long website because evidently somebody pulled it up, and all you have to do, folks, is go to www.ngwrc.org, the first part of that, and click on it, and the first item there is this about this Military Vaccine Action Committee, okay, and what they're doing, and your letter's right there, okay? Once again, www.ngwrc.org. And let's go to Hugo Chavez here. By the way, I'm looking down reading this article, and guess who sent it to us? Our dear brother, my favorite Marine there in Little Rock, Drew Raines, okay? And so, Drew, thank you, brother. We're sending this. I got it to a George S.R. who sent it over to us. But evidently, I'll bet you Drew sent it to me, too, and I just haven't found it on the computer. But anyway, here's that website to go and see Hugo Chavez burning the CIA's cocaine. Okay. It's www.VAsInVictor.com. That's www.VAsInVictor.com. Okay, and you go there and look up the president of Venezuela, Hugo Chavez, burning 2.25 tons of high-purity cocaine. So praise the Lord, folks. Things are working, are they not? And here our dear brother, Drew, and we've talked about Hugo Chavez, and he's quite a guy. He truly is quite a fella. And here's what he has to say here. He says, comments from Drew, our favorite Marine there. He says, these United States joined together in union as a republic. I ask my fellow Americans, who cares for their people and helps the sovereign citizen of his respective country, George W. Bush or Hugo Chavez? You may scream socialism because Chavez is a socialist, but get your head out of the outhouse. The communist planks have been indoctrinated into the laws of the United States of America, and he's absolutely 100% correct. The communist planks are just about all installed, 45 of them, matter of fact, to turn us into a communist nation. So he says, I shall live and die for freedom, yours and mine. Semper Fi, Drew, United States Marine Corps, 1967 to 1977. Well, Brother Drew, we love you, and you're constantly there, still serving and protecting and fighting for freedom in this land and the American people, the Constitution. So, brother, you're a true American hero, and our police and military association respect you very much, brother. So thank you for sending that around. And, well, folks, we're just completely out of time here. I had some other good things for you, but we'll just get back with you tomorrow, and we'll look forward to that, being back with you on the Officer Jack McLem program, and hope that you will have a great evening and a good tomorrow, and we'll talk to you tomorrow evening, God willing. Lord bless all of you out there, and don't forget, you know what I'm about to say. You got it. I truly do love you, America. I really do. Good night.
The Bill of Rights protects every American's God-given right to keep and bear arms. Now that right is being seriously undermined as legally registered rifles are being confiscated in some parts of our country. If we're not careful, we may find ourselves with no right to own guns. And that's where Gun Owners of America comes in. Gun Owners of America is in Washington every day fighting for you to keep that right. Congressman Ron Paul has called GOA the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. You need to be part of this great grassroots group of activists who are keeping the heat on their members of Congress. Find out right now how you can join. Call 888-886-GUNS and get started receiving their fact-filled newsletters and action alerts. Call 888-886-GUNS or go to their webpage at gunowners.org and help make your voice heard in Washington. Make that call right now and call Gun Owners of America at 888-886-GUNS. Remember, it's not just about gun control, it's about control.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.